This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A massive five-alarm fire in Metro Denver last night fully engulfed a large apartment complex under construction. The blaze was reported around 7 p.m. and was upgraded to a five-alarm fire around 3 hours later. The Denver Fire Department said more than 100 firefighters, including a number from other local fire agencies, assisted in containing the fire in the southeastern part of the city. Officials said last night the fire was, quote, major and caused evacuations and power outages. Flu hospitalizations in Colorado are in record territory, and doctors are trying to get the word out that people can easily test for the virus at home. Pediatrician Dr. Suchitra Rao with Children's Hospital Colorado says some come just as individual flu tests.
Some of them come combined with COVID testing as well, and they do a similar thing. So you have a swab, you put it in your nose, and then you can get your test within sort of 15 to 20 minutes.
Rao says people can buy the tests at a pharmacy, grocery store, or online, and that many are covered by insurance. Each fall, the city of Grand Junction picks up more than 10,000 cubic yards of leaves from residents. CPR's Tom Hess reports some of this year's haul found a second life along the Colorado River.
City staff estimates they saved more than $6,000 by using yard waste for riverfront soil improvements. Grand Junction's free leaf removal program allows residents to rake their leaves to the curb for collection and composting. This year, some of those leaves went to Watson Island for a soil restoration project. The city says it reduced landfill fees and saved nearly $50,000 on compost. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.